Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
G'day, boys. I'm just sitting here at home with my little sister and my mum.
What a horrible
watching TV, and there's some bad boys. Me and mum can't handle it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What a call. Welcome to Thursday night, and thank you very much, Jimmy, for making it saucy last night for us.
God, it was sexy.
It was.
And he didn't even win.
No.
So imagine how sexy Carol was. You can hear that in the podcast.
Hey, Ollie, all this week, it's been interesting, especially since we had Lizzie Rose in here on Tuesday night. She is Australia's celebrity psychic. She did a devocation, right, which basically means that she rid the studio of bad demons.
It gave you demons.
Well, I kind of swore at the demons, and that's not good.
I think they reacted to your swearing, and now you've been sick.
Well, they clogged me up.
You just came back from the bathroom for about half an hour. You were gone before the show. I was worried you were going to miss the start of the show.
Mate,
all
the demons are gone.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like there could be a couple more demons knocking at the door.
Yeah. Moving from that, I mean, in furniture news, how's your stool going over there? How's your chair? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, great.
Stool's fine.
Although, it's like a bit flimsy.
Flimsy?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get some text in there to fix that
stool.
Yeah, that'd
be good. Yeah.
Tom, what a show we have.
Oh, mate.
You've mentioned that it was your birthday month, you've called it coming up. So we'll cover off on your birthday plans. I know that you're in the dark.
Yeah, baby. 20 days of 28. That's what I'm calling it.
Okay. And we'll also play How Triple M Are You, not too far away. But Tom, before that, let's just chat Snow Patrol for a second because...
Baby!
Tomorrow's our private gig with Snow Patrol. You probably heard us banging on about it. We've got Gary Lightbody in the band playing some intimate tracks. Oh. But excitingly, Tom, the guys asked us if we wanted to get involved in any video stuff online.
Oh, sure.
And I asked them to...
Man, I wasn't across this.
I just took the helm and thought I'd control it.
Oh, mate.
The video's come back from the guys from Snow Patrol for us and about us. Do you want to hear it next?
Yeah, well, I this is the first I've heard about it.
It's good stuff. I think I haven't listened to it fully, but from what I heard at the start of the video, it sounded really good.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued. Let's hear it up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I got you, Split Ends, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Very intrigued to hear what this Snow Patrol video is about, Ollie.
Well, I've been in charge of the Snow Patrol guys. They've sent a video to us promoting the gig tomorrow night, which is exciting. And it is personalised, Tom, this video, which is exciting. But true to form, me being a bit of a nufty with tech, bit of an issue.
With the video?
Bit of a tech issue. So I'm going to have to stall
That'd be right.
As I seek help from the engineers. Right. So engineers, if you're listening... if we could just get some support, that'd be great. I'll try and get that Snow Patrol video. Right. It's really worth hearing.
Engineers would have gone home by now.
Really?
Well,
lazy.
What, you think that they're not lazy. They just work, you know.
Not lazy, slack.
You want the help or not?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean that. Come and help us.
Ollie, I want to talk about the grossest thing your kid's done. You got kids?
I haven't got a kid.
Oh, right.
No.
That's a shame.
I've got a mate who's a recent father, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever read MamaMia.com?
Not really.
Okay, well, listen to this headline. My husband walked in on our 5-year-old son in the toilet. What he was doing still makes us sick. Now, I mean, when you see a headline like that, you want to click on it, don't you?
And let me guess, you did.
I did. It's a long article from MamaMia.com.
Yeah.
And they've got some great stuff online. Check them out. I mean, amazing stuff.
Really?
Yeah. The article starts off, and they're really good storytellers, these articles. They're saying, it was a Tuesday night, much like any other. Great start to an article. That's a perfect start, Mamma Mia. You've got me already.
Set the scene. Good stuff.
The kids, in brackets, reluctantly, ate their dinner. They'd had their baths and were getting ready for bed as I folded up the few loads of washing I'd done that morning. This is, of course, by Anonymous.
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening now.
Okay, so the 5-year-old son Mason, he was in the middle of brushing his teeth, but basically he's getting to that age, Ollie. Mason is where, you know, you can kind of leave him to do his thing.
Okay, come. What's he done? What's he done here?
Well, he's been left on his own brushing his teeth and he's been in the bathroom for a while, Ollie.
Okay.
And you won't believe it. But he has washed his toothbrush in the toilet bowl.
Oh, Yeah, that's great. Oh, God.
So the dad goes, oh, my God.
Here we go again.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? That's disgusting. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So they're going, Mason, why are you washing your toothbrush in the toilet? Right. Mason's like, well, there's water there.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Mason.
And then Mason, this is where it gets great. Anonymous on mamamia.com says,
I'm waiting.
Well, Mum and Dad and Christina, his daughter, his sister, yeah. I washed all of your toothbrushes in the toilet.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. I mean, comedy girl.
You wouldn't dream of it, and you wouldn't write about it. Well, no, they have written about it.
Yeah, they definitely have written about it. Yeah. Of course, Mum took Mason aside and explained to him why he can't wash any more toothbrushes in the toilet. And the article ends with, what would you do in this situation? How can I teach him it's the wrong thing to do? What do you think? Tell us in the comment section below.
Big smack. Big smack.
No. Nope.
Huge smack.
No, you can't say that.
Okay, a little smack.
No, don't say that either.
Oh, you're an anti-smacker. Are you one of these anti-smackers? Because they're getting a lot of publicity recently. You and Pauline Hanson, anti-smackers. And now the headline of the article was that the parents have not been able to forget the disgusting.
My husband walked in on our 5-year-old son in the toilet. What he was doing still makes us sick. By Anonymous.
Still makes him sick. Okay, that's a good headline.
133353. What's the grossest thing your kid's done? Bit of fun for your Thursday night. Jeff, what did your kid do?
Hey, boys. I'm not sure how on trend it is, but my son, when he was just a toddler, I was laying on my back on the lounge room floor, had him up in front of me, you know, jiggling him around and all that sort of stuff. He's laughing, I'm laughing, and then he chucked up straight into my mouth.
Oh, no.
Was your mouth open like a fountain, Jeff?
Yeah, well, because I was laughing and he was laughing.
And then you both vomited on each other. I've seen.
What do you do in that situation?
You just put him down and get up and go to the toilet. And,
wash your mouth out with soap, I reckon. 133353. Grossest thing your kid's done. What's your kid done?
Kids, hey?
Mate.
Kids these days.
Oh, geez, kids. Oh, kids.
You wouldn't dream about it.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't hear it in the paper.
What are the kids doing? What have they done? They're gross.
It's insane.
133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's In Excess, Bit of Tears, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions on this show. That's what we do. Who's getting too much press? We'll find out very soon.
Oh, controversial.
And I really want to know what this Snow Patrol video is about with Gary Lightbody. He sent in a video to us ahead of our private gig with Snow Patrol tomorrow night.
I want to show you, Tom, but just having a few tech issues. The techs have accepted my comment of laziness and they've said, yep, we'll work harder. And they're doing it now. So that's,
don't you dare.
Thanks, Gino.
In the meantime, the grossest thing your kid's done, 133353. How good are Mamma Mia? Just so good.
I ate worms once.
Oh.
But isn't that pretty standard fare for a kid?
Yeah, you eat sand, you eat dirt, you eat worms.
Yep. Drink piss.
Excuse me?
Some people do that. And, you know that, Tom. You know that.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
What's the grossest thing your kid's done?
My daughter painted her room with her poo.
Oh!
And her dolls and her cot. Oh.
That is that's also like insane asylum stuff, isn't it?
Pretty much.
How old was she again?
She was about one at the time.
Far out.
Like,
what do you do? What do you react? How do you react to that?
Well, I probably laughed and sent my husband in to clean it while I hosed her down.
Oh.
In the shower.
And is it a habit she's kept going or she's left it behind?
Oh, no, she's grown out of that one.
Yeah. And how do you say that's not okay?
You sort of just tell her off. There's not much you can say, really, to a one-year-old other than go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Naughty.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. How long did it take to clean up?
Whack the poo out of her.
No, don't.
Oh, it would have taken a while because it was on everything, like toys, everything. And it was just crusty and, it was gross. Yeah.
Get a new house.
Yeah, that's when you start a house fire. Get a fire brigade and create an insurance claim, I reckon, Mary. It's just not worth it. It's not worth the hassle.
Henry, at the risk of airing another poo story.
Oh, no, Henry.
What's the grossest thing your kid's done?
Mate, I'll tell you what. My wife was asking my son, at the time he was just under 2 years old, to give her a good massage, and he was doing a really good job. And before you know it, she started smelling something really, really hideous.
No.
Yeah. What he had done, he'd reached into his nappy, grabbed his crap and just smudged it all over my back. Oh, it was terrible.
He used it as oil.
Mate, I don't know what he was doing. He hadn't watched anything. Like, he just reached in, grabbed it, and started using it and massaging it in mum's back.
I mean, Henry, I know he was a kid, but there is a question about whether that kid deserves to continue on this earth after that behaviour.
He's 13 years old now. He's well grown out of it.
No. So. He's grown out of it. It's not a habit.
Yeah. What you were trying to say is, Ollie, lock the kid up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's mum's fault. She loves cheeky boys.
She encouraged it.
So she encouraged it.
It's just not okay. It's not okay
that
at all.
Can I continue?
133353, the grossest thing your kid's done. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's new music, DMAs, with Do I Need You Now on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Tom, of course, this Friday, tomorrow, Snow Patrol are playing an intimate gig for us as part of their greater tour.
Well, tonight they're playing at the Palais Theatre in Melbourne. Can you believe that?
Huge.
Like, they must be minutes away.
Huge. Our gig is actually quite small. It's intimate. It's personal.
Which means it's bigger.
In some respects.
Does that make sense? Like, it's bigger in value.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course. And we'll be there, which definitely adds value.
No, it doesn't.
This is kind of our first of this kind, like, hosting a gig like this. It's pretty cool for us. We're chuffed.
We're just a development show.
Oh, we're just having a crack.
Yeah.
So you can't hate us. I didn't realize that there was a bit of a process where sometimes the bands will say, hey, for like online content, let's film some stuff.
Right? Oh, for the socials and stuff.
For the socials. And
well, why didn't that come to me? Because I usually, I'm the email guy. Well, you know, I'm the admin.
You are the admin guy, but I'm social media head. So it did come to us, but I cut it off at the pass because not in a negative way. I said, I'll take this from here.
Right.
So you've been out of the loop on this?
Yeah, I'm confused.
But that's okay. I just shot off some stuff to the guys, to Gary, the lead singer, who we've chatted to before.
Yeah, Gary Lightbody.
And I just
we're best mates.
A bit of a script, some stuff to say. And I think the way it's come back is interesting. It is surprising to me the way it's come back. Some of the details.
Well, you've put your Mac in front of me here. Should I just press play on this view? Yeah, I can see there's a still image right now of Gary Lightbody on your screen.
Yep. Well, this is all of the videos Gary's done for us, just sort of chunked together. It's kind of media bits to use for promotion. So let's just hear what he's put together.
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We're so excited to be performing a live gig with Ollie on Triple M. Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We love listening to Ollie on Triple M.
No, that's not.
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We love Naughty After 9 with Ollie Morris.
No.
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We love Deep Thought of the Week with Ollie Morris.
That's mine.
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We can't wait to be down under with Ollie Morris on Triple M.
Don't smile, Gary Lightbody. You're smiling at the end there. I see what you've done.
No, what?
You've forgotten my name, haven't you?
Gary came back with that and I questioned it in my head and I didn't respond. I didn't go back to you. I said, Gary, that's really good. So
no, it's not good though. Why didn't you send it back and go, you've forgotten a full half of the show?
It does make sense to me. That
more than half, because I press the buttons as well. I should be getting paid more to do that as well.
I said to Gary, look, you've heard the show. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Just speak from the heart. Speak from the heart and say what you think. And that's what he's come back
with. I'm not very happy.
Oh. Why?
When we see him
there
tomorrow,
was one where he said your name. Play it again.
Okay.
There's one.
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We're so excited to be performing a live gig with Ollie on Triple M.
Okay, it's
Hi,
not there.
This is Gary from Snow Patrol.
This one.
We love listening to Ollie on Triple M.
No, they just said
Hi,
Ollie.
This is Gary from Snow Patrol. We love Naughty After 9 with Ollie Morris. Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We love Deep Thought of the Week with Ollie Morris.
But that's my...
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol. We can't wait to be down under with Ollie Morris on Triple M.
I cut it out. There was one where he said Tom and Ollie. I didn't put it in. I'm so sorry. But that's what we've got. So we've still got to post it, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you cool with that?
Well, I suppose if you want to do this show, then I'll just walk out.
Oh, don't get like this.
Fine. You think you can do the show without me?
It's an honest mistake.
Press the button.
It's an honest mistake.
Nah, it's fine. You can press the buttons.
I know you've had issues with your bowels last 24 hours. He's actually walking out. Mate, we can't hear now. This is classic Tom. This is why I call him Tom Petty. Because he's pathetic. It's an honest mistake. I'm going to walk around. I'll try and carry the mic with me. That's as far as it goes. Just give me a second. I'm going to have to... I'm so sorry, everyone.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I'm back. All right. Tom, you're going to come back in? Nah, you're not. All right. I'll just have to... Snow Patrol, tomorrow night, private gig, Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, Tom. Oh, come on. Do your bit. Don't you're still a professional. You've still got a job to do.
Not according to Gary Lightbody.
Well, look, Snow Patrol did send us some audio bits and they did brand the show as we can't wait to see Ollie. And I didn't mean that to happen. That was an honest mistake.
You said you wrote it.
It was an honest mistake that I forgot to put your name in there. That can happen. You can have mind farts.
Brain well, hey, farts, probably. Well, how are you going to make it up to me?
I don't know if... Oh, well, actually, it's your birthday coming up. It is your birthday, Tom. You know what? I'm going to make it up to you.
Really?
Yeah, I feel bad about that because I know that you love hearing your own name from other people, like Snow Patrol. So I'm going to do something for you. I'm gonna plan something really good for your birthday. I've been thinking about this.
Actually?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Because I'm not usually the type of guy to
no,
do that.
No, but yesterday you made the point that, you know, my girlfriend's birthday was like a whole month-long affair.
Yeah, and I want to be 20 days of 28.
I think you deserve the same thing.
Yes.
I think you do.
Great. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Up next, I've got some ideas to throw at you to see if you're going to like them.
Brilliant.
And potentially maybe some listeners can get involved and see if they have some ideas that you're going to like as well.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, okay. I'm back in the game. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Great. Awesome. Oh. It's Jimmy Barnes with Working Class Man. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. You know who's a working class man as well? That tradie that gave $20 to the old guy and... Oh, geez,
oh God.
What's that? That was...
How's that static feedback?
Not good. That's been going on the radio.
Was that a cool drone?
For about 3 minutes. Whoopsie. But yeah, anyway, a working class man, the tradie who paid for the old man's McDonald's.
Yeah, that guy gone viral.
Yeah, I'm skeptical about that, and I'll tell you why in about 15 minutes' time.
Okay, good. Tom, yesterday you revealed that it was your birthday in 21 days.
Yeah. I mean,
as you do. Everyone has to promote their own birthday, I guess.
20 days to 28. That's what I'm calling it.
And you've asked for what you call a birthday month. Mm. I'm inclined to say that's pretty wanky.
Is it more wanky than getting all of your good friends to sit around in a circle and say great things about you and forcing them to say that?
I didn't ask for that. That just happened organically.
Oh, yeah, sure, mate.
Organically. Because that's what good friends do.
No, shut up.
Now, your birthday, if it played out...
Tom, say something nicer. You haven't said anything nice yet. I'm like, I don't need to say anything nice.
You're meant to be his best friend, in inverted commas.
Oh, shut up.
Best colleague. Anyway, look, I hear you. I think, you know what, you've had a few shitty birthdays. Where
I really have. Last year, no one rocked up.
Is that true?
Mate, remember?
Was I even there? I can't remember it.
Our producer, our old ex-producer, Belle, she's a party girl, and she drove.
You have bad luck with birthdays. No one invests in your birthday because they know it'll be a fizz. A big whiz fizz. And I mean that in a bad way. Tom, here's what I'm thinking. I reckon I want to plan it out with some thought out action plan here.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a list of things you'd like to do.
Okay.
And things you wouldn't like to do.
So you want you're basing this around experiences.
Yeah, I'm going to brainstorm some stuff. Okay. I think experiences are a great way to go. Particularly,
yep, I'm happy
we're on the radio. Of course, it'd be great to be able to get you to experience some cool things.
Well, I'd love a hiking tent, but so if you want experiences.
Well, I've already said I can go to Kmart and get you a Kmart tent.
No, I don't
and that's squared away.
Don't want that.
Don't worry about it.
No.
Already organized. So I'm going to do a big yes column and a big no column for your birthday. And let's just chuck in some activities and we'll see which column they fall into.
Sure.
Is that a good idea?
Yep. I'm happy to do that. Let's do it. Do you want a little bit of... have it.
Tennis lessons. Like a tennis clinic.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd like that.
All right. That's going in the yes. Yep. Tennis clinic. Just to get a gauge on the kind of things you like. Axe throwing.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
You like extra? Okay.
Yeah, it'd be great.
How about something, horse riding.
Yeah.
Horse riding.
Yeah, I'll do horse riding.
You could do horse riding?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's not my number one.
All right.
But if it's 20 days of birthday activities, I'll do horse riding in there.
How about do you remember when Grant Denyer went up in that jet and it was a Spitfire jet?
Hang on, are these all things Grant Denyer's done?
Well, you are the next Grant Denyer. We always say that when your career plateaus, you'll be reading the weather on Sunrise every hour for
Don't
5 minutes.
Don't be rude.
That's the path of your career. But no, these aren't all Grant Denyer stuff. But do you recall the time he did go on that super fast G-Force jet and he passed out?
Yeah, I don't want that.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, that's going to go in the no column then. The G-Force will go in the no column.
Yeah. This needs this.
Yeah. Okay. An archery day.
Love it.
Love it. How about this? We take you out in the ocean.
Yeah.
And we simulate a rescue mission from life-saving crews. So like you're stranded in the water and they come out and they speed out in the boat and yank you up.
Well, I've done that. I was a surf lifesaver.
You've drowned.
I am a surf lifesaver.
You've almost drowned? No, you'll be the one in the water.
Yeah, and I've been like a rescue dummy before. So like, you know, nah, probably not.
Nah, I don't want to do that. Okay. I'm going to put that
down. You're not going
to... And the no column. That was in the you don't want that column. Yeah?
You're not going to take all the yes things.
And... I'm just saying it's important to have a big yes column for what you do want and a no column for things you maybe don't want to do. Because that's important to know what you don't want to do as well. So lifeguard rescue mission.
You're not going to take the no column and just do those, are you?
I haven't thought about it too heavily, but I think it's important I think we should keep the no column just in case. Look, 1-3-3-5.
Why have a yes and a no column?
Oh, it's just good data. It's good data, Tom.
I like data.
Look, the yes column's clearly here. I've got tennis, I've got axe throwing, I've got the no column, the G-force, the jet experience, the lifeguard simulation. That's in the no column. So look, 1-3-3-5-3. Maybe you can help me out here. Pitch some ideas to Tom, some experiences that you think could be cool for a birthday. Maybe you've done it before, or maybe it's a fresh idea, and we'll see where it falls in Tom's column of yes or no.
Do you want people that have experiences they can offer us?
That'd be cool as well.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
That'd be good.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. 1-3-3-5-3.
Definitely.
Where do these things fall? How about a strip show from a sexy lady?
Well, no.
No?
Well, not from a lady.
So the no column. Sexy lady strip show. Okay. Give us a call.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Have I left the fader on again?
Ah, turn that down.
Have I left the fat? Oh, thank God. Every me and every you, placebo.
That wasn't real. It was a placebo.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Okay.
Don't clap, producers. That was not worth it.
Oh, getting a clap out there. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Eli. Is he?
Come on, guys.
Tom, your birthday has made it to the surface of the show somehow. You've fought for it. The despicable self-indulgence that it is. But you know what? I thought, let's embrace it. Let's not chastise Tom for being a self-obsessed pig. Excuse me? You know what? It is your birthday coming up. Let's focus on the things we can do experience-wise that will get a reaction out of you. And the reaction I want to get out of you so far is just into the yes and no column. Is it a yes reaction from Tom? Is it a no reaction from Tom? Yeah. Just to gauge the kind of things that you would enjoy versus the things that you would, let's be honest, freaking hate. Yeah. And have a horrible time doing.
I don't want to do that.
I'm surprised that you said yes to horse riding because I guess you're picturing a nice, picturesque horse ride on a beautiful horse on a beautiful day.
I've done horse riding and it's great. It's good fun.
Okay. Well, look, 1-3-3-5-3. Help me out. Experiences that Tom might like or might not like. I'm happy to hear either one. I mean, I think the no column is just as important to really stock up with some experiences.
Don't call up with the no's. That's fine.
Well, no one knows what you like, Tom, until you give it the all clear. So let's hear from Steve. Well, before we go to Steve, already in the no column is the lifeguard experience or the simulation where we have you in the ocean and we go and save you. Of course, it is winter. It's a bit cold in some parts. Yeah. You just said no then at the last minute to a sexy lady strip show. Didn't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
A lot of guys would like that.
I'll have a sexy man stripping.
Okay, bunch of firefighters maybe.
Yeah, well that's in the yes column.
That's in the yes column. Okay, firefighters. Sexy firefighters.
Steve on 1-3-3-5-3, what's your suggestion?
Evening lads, love the show. Big time listener, many time caller. This year, a female friend from high school, so we're going back 25 years ago, at my 40th last year, I suggested to her that we should get matching tattoos. We never dated, but she did introduce me to my wife of 12 years.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did Friday week ago, on Friday the 13th, back in July.
Matching
tattoos. So, Ollie, you've got to wear Seth's tattoo. And Tom, you've got to get Ollie's girlfriend's tattooed.
Oh.
Bit of a partner swap.
A bit of a partner swap.
I mean, I wouldn't... Yeah, not literally, but I hear what you're saying, Tom.
Well, literally.
No thanks. But Tom, tattoos, what do you think? Is that in the yes or the no column?
Nah, I'm not a fan of tattoos.
All right, well, there you go, Steve. It's in the no column. That by no means rules it out, by the way. It's just in the no column.
Tattoo. That does. The whole reason for a no column is that you rule it out.
Traditionally, yes.
What do you mean traditionally?
Traditionally, you would have a no column that is like, we don't do that. But there's always a case for, you know, looking at the options and going, maybe this could provide some
fun. Not at all.
I don't know, Tom. We'll find out.
No, don't. There's no need to find out.
Did you find the audio of Grant Denyer when he's up on Sunrise? This is morning TV and he's in a plane doing a jet experience. And Grant's quite a fit guy. He's like an ex-race car driver.
Yeah, take a listen. Oh my God.
He's freezing.
Oh,
cut. We don't want to see. All right, back to
camera cuts out. Camera cuts out.
Oh,
that's of course
so funny.
That's Mel Doyle freaking out as Grant, his face is mutating.
They literally went black.
And
the vision went black.
My friend Miles was saying that what you've got to do in that situation on that jet is clench your whole body so the blood remains in your head.
No.
If you don't clench your body, the blood rushes from your head as the gravity spins your body so intensely, you lose all head blood. So Grant didn't clench enough, and he's passed out for a couple of seconds. So that's in the yes or the no? Are you sure you want it in the no column? Are you sure you want it in the no column?
I want to put it in the yes because I know what you're doing, and I know that you're planning the no's for my birthday, but I don't also want to say the yes because then you can take those words.
Okay.
Stuck.
Well, keep your suggestions coming in on 133353 or Facebook if you want to send us a link or a description of something you've done that was a bit of fun.
Oh, God.
Any experience will do. Facebook at Tom and Ollie or Instagram.
Oh, God.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We have a brand new dad coming into the studio very soon. A brand new dad. Literally, a baby was born within the week.
He's a friend of ours. It's not like he's off the streets. But he is keen to get advice on new fatherhood.
Yeah.
How to cope. I think he's going to love it. He's going to need this advice because, let's be honest, Tom, he isn't the sharpest tool in the shed.
No.
So hopefully your advice can help him as he navigates this dangerous part of life. He's just walked in. He heard me say that. He's pissed off. But Tom, without any further ado, let's get into one of our favourite Thursday games. It's this.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M are you?
That's right, 1133353. You can verse Tom. If you call up, you can verse Tom in a game.
I want to keep my job. Can we not play this game?
No, Tom, you must prove your worth by showing your musical knowledge. Come on, contest Tom right here because you have a good chance.
Mate, you have to be a big fan if you want to verse me.
It's a musical challenge, 1133353. Prizes up for grabs if you can beat Tom. We need one worthy contestant who can go head-to-head and hopefully, fingers crossed, beat this little schmuck.
Don't bother calling, mate. I've got it in the bag. I know the music.
No, we need someone.
Nah. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Don't bother. Gone away, the offspring. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Advice for a new dad. We'll need all dads to get involved in this as our mate is a brand new father to Harper. Just a beautiful name as well. And so we can't wait for you to help out our mate, our new dad mate as well.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M are you?
That's not true. I'm great at the music. I'm not just a diversity hire. I wasn't hired only for my sexuality. I know the music. Smashed it. Don't worry about that.
How are you going? Not very, but I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Cameron, your prize pig. Oink, oink.
Yeah, I've got it on at work every day, so... Ah, beautiful.
Prize pig. Yeah, whatever. I'll score as well because you never score, Ollie. You never have a pen in hand. So I'll make sure I keep tabs of the score. And I'm guessing it's a full title and artist. Is that right?
Yes, same rules as always.
No, it's called setting up the game and explaining it to the audience. I said that. Nah, I'm ready. Go. Tom. Dun-dun-dun. It's Laid, James. Boom. Yeah. Suck on that, Cameron. It's featured on the American Pie 2 soundtrack, by the way. Yep, good on you. This is not in the playlist. Oh.
Feel the rhythm rolling again.
Spoonman. Tom. Spoonman by... It's not Grinspoon. It's... And it's not Fader. Yeah. Nah, it's a song by... It's a song by...
No idea.
What? Who was the band?
The band was Soundgarden.
Of course, Spoonman Soundgarden. Can we speed this up? This is going really slow. Tom, Garbage, Go Baby Go in brackets. That's the in brackets song. Go Baby Go Go. Yeah, I'm right behind you. Go, baby. Go, baby. Oh, I like it, honey. Garbage. This is the best. This is the best. Oh, I got it. Ah, I know, I know it. Oh, whatever.
She gave him everything she had.
Cherry Lips, Go Baby Go. Give it to me. Oh.
Yeah.
Picture by LCD Sound System. Okay, so that was a joke guess. Not in the playlist.
Oh.
It's a good song, whatever it is. It's Girls on Film. Tom. Girls on Film. Don't know the artist. You should buzz Cameron out because he's kind of shit telling as well, and we get Paul because he's not even saying much on the phone either. See you, mate. Thanks for getting involved. Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. I'm going fine. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
I knew all of those.
Oh, whatever, Paul. So does that mean he has to get song 5 to stay in the game?
Oh, mate, I'm best when my back's against the wall.
Sorry, okay.
Paul, answer this one. That song,
Girls on Film, was by who?
Duran Duran.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
I haven't heard that on Triple M's playlist.
Oh, you're a big Triple M fan then, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's stick around. Up next. Well, if that's gone for 6 minutes, mate.
Yeah, it was. Well,
it's a tiebreaker. Paul versus me. Obviously, I'm going to win. It's Sounds of Then. Ganga Jang. How did I know that? Because I know the music. With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around. Sounds of Then. Ganga Jang. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We've got a new dad that'll need some advice from all the dads across Australia very soon.
But right now, Tom, we're in the middle of an epic music battle.
Mm.
It's this game here called How Triple M Are You? You can play it,
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Now, Cameron, our old competitor, has been replaced by Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Oh, I'm doing good.
You're already way better than Cameron because you've spoken more than three words. So good. Don't play. No, the scope of sound effects that you're allowed to play are just the songs, mate. I know you have.
Wow, this is insane.
It's song five.
I've been chatting my name for the last 10 minutes, going, "Gang the Jane, sounds of them."
Yeah. Paul, how long have you been listening to Triple M for?
Oh, probably about the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, right. Well, I was 13 when you started listening, so that's not a good sign. Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. All right, well, your name's your buzzer, Paul. You ready?
Yep. What's my name again?
Paul. Good. It's a good dad joke. Well done. Let's do it.
Oh, Paul.
No.
There was a flock of seagulls, and I ran.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
That was big when I was 13. Back in the 80s.
There's no way that I'm going to know it. I was born in the 90s, Paul. I was born in 1990. Can we... Yeah, were they fun?
Hey, what was that? The 80s? I can't remember much of them. No, I was a kid. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, okay. Can we play song number six? Yeah. Yeah, great. Yeah, please. Tom.
Damn it, Blink-182. What do you mean? How did I know that?
I know Blink-182 and I know this station. No, I didn't. It's Damn It, Blink-182.
Take your pants off!
I might do that one, but you got it way quicker. It would have taken me a long time to think of the name of the song. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Paul. Hey, by the way, while you're around, are you a father at all?
Oh, I am. I've got three kids.
Oh, what's the one piece of advice you'd give to a new dad, do you reckon, Paul?
Oh, man. Read the book.
Any specific book?
Yeah, the dad jokes. When all else fails, what saves you is dad jokes.
Okay, well, brilliant. Thank you very much, Paul. This is a great, that's great starting advice. I need any dad right now to jump on the phone, 133353. We've got a mate who's a brand new dad. He literally had a baby this week.
He's the first dad in all our friendship group.
Yeah.
So we're all novices. We're all about 28 years old. He needs your help. I can also learn from some things.
What's your one piece of advice you'd give to a new dad? 133353. We need all the dads of Australia to get involved. Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie.
Call now.
On Triple M. It's the Who. Who are you? Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Naughty After Nine isn't far away. Have we got any Naughty After Nine stuff?
Oh, no. Heaps. Hey, check out Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie and see the heartbreaking video where Gary from Snow Patrol says a whole lot of stuff about loving the show and loving Ollie. And he did forget your name in all of the content, didn't he, Tom? So you watching that back, it hurts to see, but the video is worth it, I think. Have a look.
G'day, Tom. How you doing, mate?
G'day, guys. I'm well, thanks.
We need a different name.
This
for
is
you.
Confusing. Yeah. What are we gonna new dad Tom?
Spuzz. G'day, Spuzz.
Nickname Spuzz. Isn't
you're our friend Spuzz, and you've just had a baby girl. Congratulations.
Yes, I have. Little Harper Jane, born on Saturday morning at 4 a.m.
Mate, how's that all going? Oh, I mean, it's massive.
It's so good. I mean, look, to be honest, I'm a bit overwhelmed. It's been just a week of no sleep and not really knowing what I'm doing.
Well, you called us and you said, guys, I'm so happy I've had a baby, but I've got no idea what I'm doing. Can I come on the radio show and get some advice?
Yeah, exactly.
And basically, we said, mate, we'll try and find some time. We bumped you back. Yeah. Today we got desperate. We're like, no other content flying around. Let's get you in.
Yeah, I know. And I got a leave pass, so that was great
as
well.
Yeah, I can't believe you're even here. I mean, this is absolutely... Yeah.
Before you called it a hall pass, I was like, mate, we're not going to be doing any of that. It's a leave pass. But you want some advice? I mean, is it the kind of thing where, I mean, everyone says this, but you've got no idea what it is until it happens, and then suddenly it's just all there in front of you.
Yes. and no. There's a lot of, like, you know what's going to happen and you're kind of prepared for it. And then it happens, you're like, okay, this is my life now. Okay. This is happening, you know?
Yeah.
And it's that kind of realization that it's not something that you can walk away from. It's something that is there and it's constant and it's all the time.
Have you tried walking away from it?
No.
Yeah, good
call. That's good. Yeah, yeah. Nice. That's good stuff.
Your lovely partner, Em, wouldn't like that. And anything in particular you want to learn tonight?
I'm struggling with the changing table. I can't get Harper to kind of be quiet and still when she's on the table. It's really, and she cries and that makes Em cry and it just, there's so much crying and then I start to cry.
You're crying.
You know.
133353, if you've got advice for a brand new dad, Spuz here, then give us a call. We need your help. G'day, Peter. How are you doing?
G'day, guys. How are you?
You're a young dad yourself, 23?
That is incorrect. No, okay. I am 23, but not a dad.
Okay, all right. Well, why are you giving us a call then?
What qualifies you, Peter?
Well, it was actually my dad that got advice from my grandfather when I was actually born.
Oh, okay. What kind of advice did he give?
The advice was don't let your kids become Collingwood supporters.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Peter, I'm a Melbourne supporter.
Yes, go the D's.
Well, then you wouldn't touch a Collingwood supporter. They'd be filth to you, surely.
Given my dad a hug since I was born.
Great advice, Peter.
Thank you so much.
David, what's your advice for our friend Spuzz over here?
All I can say is there's no such thing as quality time with kids. It's quantity time, and you get quality time out of quantity time.
Oh, my God.
So what you're saying is you've got to just do a lot of hours to get anything good out of it.
Indeed.
That's nice, isn't it, Spuzz?
That's great. That feels awesome.
How many hours are you putting in currently?
I'm putting in about 22 and a half a day at the moment.
All right. Is that enough, do you reckon, David?
Not enough. Not ready to go yet.
David, though, overall, as a father, overall, positive, negative, how do you sum it up?
Best thing you'll ever do.
Cliche.
Ever do.
Cliche.
Yeah. Just say you hate your kids, mate. It'd be much better radio. 133353. Have you got advice for our brand new dad here? All dads of Australia, we need you to get involved. Give us a call. 133353.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You had a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We've got a brand new dad. Tell me, as a friend, g'day, Spuzz. Thank you so much for coming in. We're trying to get you some new dad advice here. 133353. Dads of Australia, jump on the phone and give us a tip. Give us a tip for our mate who's a brand new dad. Morris, you've got 8 kids.
Yes, mate. 4 of my own and 4 stepkids.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, don't you know how to use contraception? But, what's your one tip for being a dad, Morris?
Mate, I found buying a good set of earplugs was very handy.
Have you got some earplugs, Spuzz?
I've got some headphones. Yeah. Do they work as well? Or
yeah, headphones can work quite well. You've got to get the ones that are, the heavy-duty ones.
The ones that are noise-cancelling.
Yeah, mate. Especially when you're working. Especially when you're a working dad.
Yeah.
And the lack of sleep, it could really affect you the next day.
If your baby's crying, you don't want to hear that.
It's good though, yeah, Morris. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, look, they're beautiful. They're beautiful, but there's no... Just get ready to expect anything.
Yeah, all right.
Usually happens at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, great. You'll be looking forward to that, Spuzz. 133353, your last chance to get involved here. We need some advice for new dads, and especially our mate, who's a brand new dad. This is new music. It's called Dean Lewis, Be All Right, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. New music on Triple M, Dean Lewis's Be All Right. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine isn't far away.
The kind of thing you'd say, Tom, be all right, I think, to a partner going through childbirth. And I imagine that our mate Spuzz, who's joined us this morning, rather this evening, to tell us about...
Well, it's kind of his morning, because I'm guessing you've had a few sleepless nights. Is that right, Spuzz?
New dad.
I don't really have mornings anymore.
No.
It's all one big blur.
Yeah.
We're going to call this segment New Dad. But that seemed a bit young and hip. So it's more about advice for Spuzz here, because he is a new dad. We're all learning, though, because during that song, you were saying that you got induced, or your partner was induced.
Yeah. So it's kind of like voluntarily picking the time when you want to go into labour. So what we did is we packed up the car at 6 a.m. on Friday morning, went to the hospital, and the doctors...
Really? You can make an appointment anytime. Why don't you just do it at, you know,
do it at lunch?
Yeah, well, Ollie, it's a long process, you know. It was about just over 20 hours, but right, from... Yeah. The first induction to when Harper was born at 4 a.m. So,
wow, okay.
You know, you need to start early if you're going to do something like
wow,
that.
Wow, it's kind of cool that you can just sort of set a time and
do
it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. If you're a new dad, this is a great time to be listening. But if you're a dad, we need you to get involved. 133353. We need some of that advice. Hey, Mark.
G'day, guys. How are you?
You've been a father for 5 years. What do you reckon's the number one tip for new dads?
Yeah, good question. I think the number one tip is follow your instincts. There's a view out there that some dads don't know what they're doing, but in my experience, your instincts are normally right. Follow your instincts. That normally carries the day, is my view.
Okay. Hmm. There you go, Tom. Well, Spuz, as we're calling you. That's a bit of a gut feel suggestion there. Does that work for you?
Yeah, well, kind of, because I haven't read any books. So.
Haven't you? Didn't do any of the baby books?
Well, there's so many of them. I'm just like, nah.
You could have just picked one.
But how do you know it's the right one, you know?
Well, it could be wrong. Were you worried about wrong information?
Yeah, exactly.
So you went for nothing.
There's a lot of fake news out there, all right?
Yeah. Zenon, you've got 3.5 twin boys.
Yeah, I've got 3.5-year-old boys.
Oh, 3.5-year-old twin boys. Oh, that makes sense.
Twins, yeah.
You're 26 years old. What was it like those 3.5 years ago when you became a new dad?
Oh, it was pretty crazy because we had him at 29 and 2 weeks, so it was very early, so it was a crazy time to have him. But yeah, it was a good experience.
Oh wow!
And they were already twins, so surely they must have been a bit small, or you know, not quite ready to get out.
Yeah, they're only about the size of my hand. So my son Noah was like 800 grams, and Bailey was 1.1 kilos.
And what's a healthy baby size?
I don't know. I think it's like a lot more than that.
Yeah. Buzz?
Two hands.
Yeah, well, Harper was 3.08 when she was, which is healthy.
That's healthy weight. Okay.
Yeah, so my two boys didn't even weigh one of yours.
Wow. That's insane. And so what's your number one piece of advice, you reckon, Zenon?
My number one piece of advice, I kind of got it off my mate. It was just in passing. He didn't know that I was actually expecting kids and stuff. We were just talking. And he said, oh, what would you do if you had kids? And I'm like, oh, I'd just kind of take it in my stride, it'd be grass. And he said, well, the most important thing about being a dad is probably just being there. And I'm like, yeah, man, 100%. Like, I don't think he realized how heavy the statement was, but that meant a lot to me. Like, it's 100% right. It's the most important part about being a dad is just being there. Like, try to be present and amongst all the hectic work stuff, the outside life stuff. Like, when you're having your moments with your kids, 100%. Like, be there, be present.
How's that, Spaz? What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of dad I want to be, just present.
Well, you know? And what a shame. Here you are at the radio station. Kids at home.
Your kid's only like less than a week old and you're at a radio station getting advice.
Eating donuts. God, you've snuck away to have snacks and talk to your mates.
Dion, you've been a father for 21 years. Give us your one piece of advice for Spuzz here to help him out.
Well, instead of just having a cot in the bedroom, have one out in the lounge room as well and sort of split up the sleeping times between the two, because that way the child gets acclimatised to the noise and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Double cot.
I like this as well. It's very practical. It's like, mate, split up your sleeping time so you're both not tired. Very nice practical advice there, Dion. Well, Spuzz, mate, we wish you all the best. What was that?
Yeah, can I just give a shout out?
Far out, mate. Are you serious?
Yeah, well,
this is a national radio show. You want to do a shout out?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do.
What do you want to say?
Yeah, I want to just
shout out to your baby, Harper.
No, I want to shout out to the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne. They were exceptional bunch of staff, midwives and doctors, and I just really appreciate what they did for us. So thanks very
isn't
much.
That nice? Oh, sentimental cute. New dad, isn't that nice?
What that's shit radio that was.
Shout out for the donuts that you also ate whilst you were here at the station as well.
Donut. Singular.
Well done, Spuzz. We can't wait to see Harper, Jane, grow up.
Get home and see her, mate. Spend some quality time with her.
Come on, mate. Get
Thanks,
out of
guys.
Here.
Guys, we'll do.
See you later. You'll be Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Fooey's best of you, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. What a great Thursday night. The weekend's almost here, guys. We can taste it. We can smell it. We can touch it. We can see it. We can hear it. We can smell it.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Sorry. So sorry. You would have seen this story floating around, Ollie. It's just, look, I don't know about it. It's everywhere at the moment. News.com.au. Heartwarming moment. Selfless tradesman pays for elderly man's McDonald's meal. Yeah. Oh, heartwarming tradie pays for old man's meal at Macca's.
Oh, okay. So you're not buying it, Tom. This is a. No. I've seen the story. It's heartwarming. Yes, the guy buys the old man who is quite frail and shaky.
All right. So there's an old man. He's shuffling through a whole bunch of coins.
Shuffling.
Shifting. Siphling. Whatever the English is. Yeah. He's got a whole bunch of coins. Dave Love, great name, by the way.
Sure.
Lovey. They'd be calling him Lovey on not on set.
On set? On site. Okay. If your brain can't keep up with yourself, stick to the story.
Usually what happens, though.
You're saying he's getting too much press, Tom. Can we stay focused
in,
here?
He stepped in, right? And then his business partners filmed him doing it, which I think is dodgy from the get-go.
I thought it was his wife.
Who's filming this guy giving this guy other guy? He's basically paid for his meal, and then after he's paid for his meal, the trader gives him $20, right? And this old guy says, "There's still some nice people out there," and it's like, okay, mate. The footage has had over 1 million views on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just think that there's people do way nicer things in the world than this guy paying for lunch and giving him $20.
I saw it. A friend of mine shared it. Said this is the loveliest thing ever. I kind of agree, Tom, and it's controversial, but I think you're right in saying that there are some videos online where campaigns start and people get too much cred.
Like, it's really nice. It's a really nice thing that this guy's done. No doubt about it.
But he became like the nation's hero for a day or two, and he just bought a Macca's meal. I mean, that is nice. I haven't done that myself.
No.
But he's not Australian of the Year.
You know what I've done? In the bathroom here at work, some people use the paper towels and then they're just on the ground. So what I do is I use paper towels and then use the paper towels that I've used to pick up the ones on the ground and put them in the bin.
And no one's filmed that yet.
No one's filmed it. No one's put it on news.com.au.
Has it gone viral?
Nah.
But you're as good as this guy. Is that
totally what
you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Mm. Tom, I think you're right. I think I want to go with this one on 1-3-5-3. Who's getting too much press? Or who do you think is idolized a bit too much? Who gets a bit too much of a free ride of like, how good's this person?
Give us a call.
Because I have a controversial one. It relates to someone who... Oh, ex-dad. We just had on before. Sorry, new dad. Spaz is just calling me. I'm looking at my phone, mate, so don't call me. The Thai diving scene, right? Obviously,
swept the nation. No, can't be going...
I mean, full respect to everyone involved, and they did an amazing job. But here's where it gets a bit annoying for me, where I go, okay, let's just calm down as a nation. My grandma shared this photo, which came originally from the page called Proud to be Australian. Mm-hmm. And it said, "This is Dr. Richard Harris. Mm. He is a real Aussie hero. He dived into the cave and saved the boys."
Yeah, he's the Adelaide anaesthetist who medically assessed them and pulled them out while they were under an anaesthetist.
Yeah, look, what I'm saying is
anaesthetic.
This guy did a great thing. He is a diver though.
No, so he's a hero.
What he did was
he's an anaesthetist.
Yeah, but he's a lifetime diver. Like he's an experienced professional diver. He's
correct.
Diver.
Yeah, he is.
The meme that got shared was saying, "Share this if you think he should be Australian of the Year."
Yeah, he should be.
Why?
He rescued a whole bunch of boys through tight spaces in a cave.
Okay, I understand.
He's not receiving too much press. He's receiving the right amount of press.
No, but people don't become Australian of the Year by memes getting shared. That's not how it works. My grandma going, "Oh, this guy's earned it because I've seen a meme from Proud to be Australian." That doesn't make you qualified for Australian of the Year.
1-3-3-5-3. Who's getting too much press?
Don't cut me off here. I've got more to say, mate.
Well, then you can do it after the song, mate. Chill out. Who's got too much press? 1-3-3-5-3.
If I could dive, I would have done the same thing.
No.
No, but if I had the diving skills, I would be doing the same thing. I wouldn't be going, "Nah, it's too hard." I'd be doing it.
Oh, you're a psycho. 1-3-3-5-3. Please tell Ollie he's wrong. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Walls Come Down. Walls Came Down even. Call Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. We're going to ask about threesomes.
We did ask just then, Tom, on 1-3-3-5-3. Who's getting too much press?
Yeah.
No one loving that one. Although DJ on Facebook did say he found us. Tom and Ollie gave us a message. We love that. He said the Kardashians. Ha ha ha.
Oh, yeah, good.
Pretty standard answer. But DJ, thank you for that.
Ollie, now, before that song, you said... one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard you say.
I don't think it's outrageous.
You said that Dr. Richard Harry Harris, who is the Adelaide anaesthetist, who medically assessed the Thai boys who were stuck in the cave and and brought them out.
Yeah.
Who basically helped rescue
yeah,
these
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, he helped rescue them. Good on him.
You think that he has had too much press?
He doesn't deserve to be Australian of the Year because there are memes going around. If my grandma is sending a meme to say he should be Australian of the Year, that's not how that works. He's not a hero. He is a hero. He's done a good thing. But here's what it comes down to for me.
Yeah, this is insane.
If in a state of a national, no, international crisis,
yeah,
you use the skills you have to help, you're not doing anything more than anyone else is. Because everyone would use the skills they...
What are you talking about?
If someone said to you, Tom, we need you to do the radio show, it's going to save the kids in Thailand, and you did the radio show, and that saved the kids, are you a hero? Are you a hero?
If there was a large chance that I could have died, yes, I'm definitely a hero. But the risk involved in going into that cave and rescuing the boys was insane. That doesn't matter how much skill you had.
It wasn't insane because do you know how much resources they had? They had an entire army around there.
That guy died trying to pull them out.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help my argument, but. I get that he did a good
133353, if you just want to tell Ollie to shut STFU.
If you agree with me, though, if you can see what I'm saying. But do you get what I'm saying? Because he has the skills to be a diver.
No.
For him, it's not that dangerous.
No, that's not true. Still dangerous.
If you ask him,
the risk doesn't come down.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
The more skilled you are.
Oh, no, but it was a dangerous situation. The danger is still there. Just because he's got more skills doesn't mean that you can instantly like that. Like, these kids, right, he had to anaesthetize them. He had to knock them out to pull them through all the gaps. Because if these kids were awake, they would have panicked too much.
Is that true?
Yes. They were knocked out? They were knocked out. They were unconscious when they were coming
through
the cave.
I read a lot about this story. I didn't read that part. I think you've made that up.
Oh, mate, you need to watch the Late Line ABC story. I haven't. I've got told about it. But this guy had to knock the kids out to get them through. Because
he's knocking kids out. He shouldn't be getting Australian of the Year.
Oh, my God. You were such... You're a smart guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're an incredibly smart guy.
Thank you.
The most idiotic thing I've ever heard you say.
Nah. Whatever. I mean...
You couldn't have done it.
I'm saying if I was him, of course I would go and do it. Who wouldn't? If you had the skills and someone said, hey, you've got these skills, can you come and save these kids on a national scale? Of course you'd go and do it.
No, your life is on the line.
What? You'd sit there and go, maybe not, probably not.
Well, because there's not.
Definitely.
Okay, John on 133353. Are you for or against Ollie here?
Oh, I'm for the hero bit.
Yeah, good. So he doesn't know who's who.
No, he doesn't.
I'm Ollie, John, and I'm saying that I respect what Richard did, but of course it was amazing. But I just think, you know, to get held up as some like God, it's like, you have skills and you use them to help the situation. I don't know. I just think it's not like...
I don't agree, Ollie. I've been a firefighter for 33 years and done a lot of breathing apparatus and also scuba diving.
Yeah.
The art of cave diving is at the top of scuba diving.
Yeah.
To even think about bringing somebody out under anaesthetic is insane.
Yeah.
It would have been so difficult. The stress involved would have been unbelievable. What he did and the others was just absolutely, it was heroic. It was amazing. I'm surprised anybody lived.
That's why it's surprising to me that Tom is saying that Richard's not a hero. I think he's a hero. It's weird that Tom would say that he's not a hero. I think that's bad, Tom.
Okay. Well,
he's an amazing guy. What he's done is incredible, and you're a pig.
You're an idiot. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.